Jonas Knox, Jeff Schwartz, in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. On today's show, we get the very latest on the situation involving Carson Wentz. Jeff Schwartz is pissed off because he wants some snow in his life, and you guys are getting all the good stuff. Plus, controversy in the world of basketball, both in college and in the NBA, and we will hear from the Daytona 500 winner, Michael McDowell. All of that next here, Outkick the Coverage. Jonas Knox, Jeff Schwartz, in for Clay Travis, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis, live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the Coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a man that is pissed off. He is pissed off because you have something that he wants, and his name is Jeff Schwartz. Jeff, what's happening?
Good morning. Happy, I guess, official week after football's over. No football this past weekend, and we all survived, and I'm glad to be here to talk with you. And yeah, I am. You know, I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I see all these videos and pictures of snow. And I don't ask for a lot, but my kids want some snow. And I just want a little bit of snow. I'm a little peeved that we didn't get. All we got was freezing rain all weekend. No snow. I just want a little bit of snow, man. It's not hard to ask for.
This is going to sound like a dumb question because I live in Southern California. What's the difference between freezing rain and snow? I thought that's what freezing rain was.
Freezing rain is not snow. It doesn't stick on the ground, and it's miserable. It just...
What? Well, for Christ's sake, we don't take it out of me. I'm asking just, the question just, here because we're not freezing, used to it out here.
I played a game of freezing rain once. Oh, my God, it's just miserable. It was miserable. It's just imagine rain, but it's basically frozen. It's ice. It just pelts you in the face all day when you walk outside. No, I mean, but to be fair, though, I just wanted a little bit of snow, like an inch or two, so we could get back to real life. Like, I just wanted like my kids to enjoy President's Day with a little bit of snow. To not have this miserable rain, and you know, I got buddies like in Dallas are sending me pictures of snow
buried.
And stuff.
They're
and,
getting buried.
But just to be fair though, I didn't want like 6 inches of snow because then the city shuts down. I was being very picky. I was very picky and just wanting 1 or 2 inches of snow just to have the kids and have some fun. The adults to be like, look, it's snowing. How cool is this? I'm from Southern California, right? I've been in snow like 4 times in my life. I want just a little bit of snow because the freezing rain is fun for nobody.
Yeah, there's been some videos. You see the video in Nashville of the truck that just slides down the street?
Yeah, no one wants that.
Yeah.
But yes, I get it. Like this, you know, the streets aren't treated. My city, they don't have a bunch of you know, supplies to treat all the streets. They have like pickle juice and sand. That's the thing that the city of Charlotte uses, pickle juice and sand.
What is your street have cramps? What is pickle juice?
I think the salt in it helps. It's probably cheaper than buying like salt. I don't know. I was told we use pickle juice in our city. Please, someone call in and correct me or tweet me about that.
There's a shortage of Vlasics at the local supermarkets so people can get rid of the icy roads.
So yeah, man, I feel obviously for people that don't have power, anything like that. I didn't want that, but just, you know, I was like, oh man, look, it's the weekend, and it would have been nice to have, because, you know, free again, like, you can't do anything in the freezing rain. You can't go outside. You can't go to the park. You can't, with the snow, you just play outside in the snow. Like, you can go outside and hang out. So that's what I'm a little upset about.
But now, let me ask you this. Jeff Schwartz, Jonas Knox, in for Clay Travis here. This is Outkick the Coverage on Fox Sports Radio. Many of you across the country, we hope you are safe. We know the weather is brutal in lots of places across the country, the winter storm and all that stuff that's being impacted. As a football player, worst conditions to play in. Absolutely worst condition. Because I've talked to quarterbacks about this. They'll tell you, we can deal with the rain. We can deal with the snow. It's the wind the we wind don't want to deal with. Yeah. So as a player, as an offensive lineman, worst conditions to deal with is on the football field.
Yeah, the freezing rain. It sucks because it's cold. Okay, so I played one game in my career where we had snow that turned to freezing rain. So we were in D.C. It was 2013. I was on the Chiefs. We beat Washington. It was like 56-10. Like we kicked their butts. And we were up like 35-7 at halftime. There's a cool picture if you Google the game. We come back from the third quarter, and there might be 1,000 fans at FedEx Field. Like everyone was gone. But the first half was played in snow, a little kind of like trace amount of snow. And the second half was just freezing rain, and the second half was so miserable. Because, again, like you don't want – is there on the sideline just kind of in between drives, just this freezing rain just pelting you in the face the entire time? And here's the thing about the cold. The cold really sucks when you're warming up before a game. It sucks in between drives. But when you're playing, it's not bad. When you're playing, you know, you're warm because your body temperature's up as you're moving it around. And so the freezing rain, though, is like the worst of everything. It's cold, so your body, you know, it's cold on the sidelines. And then you just feel miserable because it's pelting you in the face with rain. That's the worst. And you're right. The wind for us as linemen doesn't matter. But the wind for quarterbacks, they'll tell you all the time. That's the issue. And we see, too, with snow games, especially games that we expected snow starting like on Monday, right, for a Sunday game. You know, the point totals are always low. And they always go over because you can still score when there's snow, especially if you have a strong arm quarterback. It's the wind that's the problem.
Yeah, and speaking of the wind and speaking of quarterbacks, Jeff Schwartz, Carson Wentz, all right? Carson Wentz, once thought to be the franchise quarterback, potential future Hall of Famer, would-be MVP back in 2017. Carson Wentz is on the trade block. The Philadelphia Eagles would like to move on from Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz would like to move on from the Philadelphia Eagles. And according to Albert Breer, who joined Colin Cowherd, heard on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates, yesterday, Carson Wentz, right now the leader in the clubhouse, the favorite to land Carson Wentz, are the Chicago Bears. And so when we talk about wind and we talk about how wind affects a quarterback, maybe that's why Carson Wentz isn't too hot on the idea of going to Chicago, because according to Albert Breer, he'd prefer to go to Indianapolis. So here we are waiting for Carson Wentz and a deal to get done, and nothing has happened as of yet. And the Bears are hoping they can convince him that that's the place, that's the destination ultimately that offers up the best package for Philadelphia and that Carson Wentz can end up at.
I laugh because why does he think he has a say? I mean, he might have a say contractually. I don't know if he has a no-trade clause. But, dude, you are not good right now. You don't have a say in where you go. You go to where the Eagles find you, a home for you. Like, you don't get to tell them where you're going now. Again, he might have a no-trade clause, so I don't know. I can look that up. Not everyone in, you know, it's not like the NBA or baseball where a bunch of guys have no-trade clauses. You don't get to choose where you go, buddy. The Eagles are going to find the best trade value for you, and you're gone. And you're gone because you suck. And you're gone because you haven't been able to perform well. And you're gone because clearly there's some issues with getting along with your teammates. You had issues, obviously, with your coach, who ended up being fired. And that's the funny thing. Is like they fired Doug Peterson because – I think he couldn't get along with Carson Wentz, right? He couldn't get Carson Wentz to be better. We saw that Carson Wentz got worse as the seasons went on from when he got hurt in 2017. They got rid of Doug Peterson for him, and now he wants to go too. Look, I thought they brought in someone to help fix you. So you don't get to stay, buddy. They're gonna trade you where they want to go. The gall on him, man. Look, I get it. He's an NFL quarterback. He wants to say what he's gonna say, but dude, Just be happy that you're gone.
Yeah. And also, look, the Bears aren't a great situation. It's not a place that's had the best history when it comes to quarterbacks. But there are a lot worse situations he could be traded to, right? I mean, there's a lot worse teams and worse spots in the NFL Carson Wentz could find himself than the Chicago Bears. The part that I've always found fascinating about this, and I would love to know the real story behind it, is what happened between him and Doug Peterson. Because I was under the impression Carson Wentz was gone, or that Doug Peterson was gone because the organization chose Carson Wentz.
So was I.
And, And now we find out, okay, so neither one of them are coming back, which makes me wonder if there's something more going on behind the scenes. Maybe there's an issue with the front office. I've heard some things about Howie Roseman, just that whole situation that Chip Kelly tried to tell some people about a long time ago, that he's got a lot more pull in the organization than people realized.
It is Howie's organization. Their new coach they hired was so shocked, I should say, to get an interview. He was on vacation. He had to interview in shorts and a t-shirt because he didn't expect to be interviewed. Like they hired someone who Howie can control.
Yeah, and that's how this is appearing to be, and it appears like they're turning the page on Carson Wentz. But man, I assumed, all right, Doug Peterson's gone. That means Carson Wentz is going to be here just based on the contract. And now they find themselves in this spot to where they're both going to be out the door. So it's going to be one of those situations where we're going to find out the truth later on and Howie Roseman and everything that goes along with his impact on all this. But it's like, man, we're talking about a guy who was an MVP. It's not like Carson Wentz isn't a talented guy. Breer was also saying in the interview with Colin Cowherd that the Bears feel like mechanically they can fix him, that they can work with him and they can try and help him and try and rebuild his confidence, because everyone agrees, you know, maybe a change of scenery is the best place for him to go. To me, there's an issue with Carson Wentz. I don't know if it's a mental thing. I don't know if it's the injuries that have been tallied up over the past several years. But there's more there than just the mechanics of Carson Wentz that's the problem.
So my concern with Carson is his mental state, right? So, you know, the reports out of Philly, and look, I know that people don't like anonymous sources. I know people think that people should put, you know, quotes on the record, but obviously that never happens. And I think when you get enough stories, though, that are kind of the same rhythm, right? Like, hey, Carson Wentz is not a great teammate. Carson Wentz is this and that, and his confidence is waning, and he didn't like this decision by Doug Peterson, and he didn't like that they drafted Jalen Hurts. And when enough of these stories come out, they tend to be kind of true, right? And I've been told he has struggles with connecting with teammates, right? He's a North Dakota kid, kind of had a different upbringing than a lot of other players, and he just has trouble connecting with his teammates. He doesn't have shared life experiences with them. You add the religious part of it, and again, plenty of players in the locker room are religious. I'm Jewish. I've had great conversations with players about religion, and so that doesn't really affect a lot of players, but some players, some players maybe don't connect with their teammates because they're not as religious as them. And I think these are all things we've heard about Carson Wentz. And when you hear them enough from enough people, they kind of tend to be true, right? Look, another guy that I think people we've seen in the media kind of take a dump on is Aaron Rodgers, right? And that he's a bad teammate. But then we also have people on the other side saying, hey, he's a great teammate, right? Like, I've talked to many Packers who say all the stuff about Aaron Rodgers is nonsense. Have we had yet to see someone come out and defend Carson Wentz has played with him? No.
Here's the other part of this. So Adam Kaplan, who's in the Philadelphia area, he does work here on Fox Sports Radio. He's fantastic, but he's been covering the Eagles for years. And he said something over the weekend when I talked to him that I think is the most damning thing you could maybe say about a quarterback outside of he's a quitter. He said, look, he didn't like the fact that he was going to have to compete for his job. He didn't like that. He's a type A personality, and he didn't like the fact that he was going to have to compete for his job. And I said, do you know how bad that sounds? Because there's a couple of different ways that you can go down this road, okay? And if you brought up Aaron Rodgers, perfect example. The Packers did what the Eagles did, but even worse, because the Packers moved up in the draft in the first round to take a quarterback who was a raw talent. And Aaron Rodgers responded with, okay, F you, I'm going to go out and win the MVP, and I'm going to play my balls off until we get to a postseason game and things start to fall apart, but I'm going to give you one of the best seasons of my career, and I'm going to show you that you made a mistake by drafting this guy. Carson Wentz is competing with a guy who was taken a round later in Jalen Hurts. And now he wants out? Like, bro, that is the most damning thing you could say about a quarterback outside of just he quit on his team. It's terrible.
And you know, I was having to throw in draft picks. I always had to fight for everything in the NFL until about year seven when I finally
I was taken a round later than you, by the way. I was taken in the eighth round, by the way.
Congrats.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just don't get the mindset of you know, not competing. I mean, that's the only way I made the NFL. The only way I made the NFL was competing each year for my job and sometimes, you know, each training camp practice, right? And so the idea of bringing in a player to replace you, that happened every year I was in the NFL. And so, him mentally breaking down because they draft a second-round quarterback. Again, a second-round quarterback. Look at the NFL right now. There are, I believe, four quarterbacks taken after, like, the top of the second round, because Drew Brees was technically, like, the second round, and he's obviously retiring, but that are, like, franchise-type quarterbacks, right? Dak, Russell Wilson, Cousins, and Carr, who was drafted kind of at the end of the second round. I think those are the four. And, you know, three of those fell into jobs, right? Dak, Wilson, and Cousins. They weren't drafted to start. So if Carson went to a smart, but you know what? Second round draft pick, Jalen Hurts. Yeah, you know, it's not really, you know, it's drafted kind of maybe to replace me, but maybe they want to use him in packages. You know what? Screw that guy. I'm going to win the job. That's what most people think, right? Most people think, hey, I'm going to go out and show everyone that I deserve to have the starting spot. I'm going to be confident in myself because I know I'm the better player. Carson Wentz just folded. So if he goes anywhere else, let's say he goes to Chicago, or I think he ends up in Indy, but what happens if one of those teams drafts a quarterback in the draft this year? Just to have a backup, right?
Let's say
someone falls in the draft and Indy's like, you know what? Second round draft pick. Oh, Kyle Trask is here. You know what? Let's draft Kyle Trask. Is Carson Wentz gonna lose it again?
This is
what the job is. The job is they're always trying to find your Tom Brady. They get drafted as replacement every 3 years. And yeah, he might not like that Jimmy G was there, which we've heard, but he still won Super Bowls anyways. Like, yeah, Carson Wentz, suck it up, dude.
Yeah, it's bizarre. The whole thing is bizarre. But there is a March 10th. That's really where people look at is the deadline, March 10th, because that's when he is due his, I believe, $10 million that he is due by the Philadelphia Eagles. So the assumption is they'll get a deal done before March 10th. All right, he's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Jonas Knox. In for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, if you want to piss Jeff Schwartz off and you are dealing with snow, send him a picture on Twitter @Jeff Schwartz, so he can just look and get jealous of all the white that he is not seeing in his streets, in his front yard.
Only a little bit of snow, though. I don't want like 6 inches, though, because then the city shuts down. I'm a very specific amount of snow I need in my life.
Beggars can't be choosers, Jeff. You got to take what you can get. So you can send those again @Jeff Schwartz on Twitter. All right, coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio and on Outkick the Coverage.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Coming up in, we'll call it a little over 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, Jeff Schwartz is going to have a job. All right, we are going to give him a job. His job is going to be sticking up for offensive linemen who are thrown under the bus by a quarterback. That's what Jeff Schwartz's job is going to be in about 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. Are you comfortable with that job, Jeff Schwartz, or what?
I've never done that on Twitter before, so I hope I can survive defending offensive linemen. Something that I've never done in my life. So
By the way. But,
I might not defend them this time, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes today.
By the way, let me just say this. As somebody who follows you on Twitter, and we're going to do a much deeper dive into the future of the Bucks and the Chiefs and all that stuff coming up in next hour here on Fox Sports Radio. But as somebody who follows you on Twitter, you do rile some people up, and they are pretty relentless when it comes to either disagreeing with your opinion on something, and you just finally threw in the towel about a week ago, I think I saw, and you just started blocking people. I think that was just the route you decided to take.
For which subject? Offensive line player?
I don't know if it was offensive line player. It might have been Mahomes.
Yeah, probably Mahomes. And the thing about blocking people on Twitter is, like, it's so funny. People, I used to think, and I think this is the way people used to approach Twitter, as, like, blocking people was a thing you did, and it was frowned upon. Like, oh, how dare you block someone? You're just soft. And now it's like, yeah, I'm going to block everyone because it's my Twitter and I don't care. Like, I've never once blocked someone and been like, oh man, I made a mistake. Like, I've been like, all right, bye, see you later, buddy. Like, I've never been like, you know, I remember the one this year that pissed people off. I blocked this Chiefs fan because when my brother got hurt and Mitch has missed about 3 months, said something like, you know, oh, look, the Chiefs offensive line is better without my brother. And I don't follow this guy, but a bunch of people tagged me in the tweet, and I was like, well, screw this guy. I'm just going to, I don't want to see his tweets anymore. Like, I don't know who this is. So I just blocked him. People are like, oh, how dare you? I go, it's my Twitter. I can decide what to do. If I don't want to see someone's tweets that are disparaging my brother, I don't know this guy, I don't need to see them anymore. Like, what, I don't know what the, like, that's a normal life. You wouldn't let someone talk to you like that. Mina Kimes always talk about this, about her Twitter policy. She goes, I wouldn't let you talk to me like that in person, nor would you. Why would I let you do it on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't take anything people say on Twitter seriously. That's the way I look at it. I think
it's not real life, correct?
Yeah, it's not. It's not real life. So we have fun. By the way, speaking of Twitter, did you see somebody already sent you a picture of some snow just to burn your ass?
I have
a little
not.
Bit?
Let me see here. Here we go. Yep.
I mean that's pretty juicy stuff. So the reason we bring that up is because Jeff Schwartz is really upset that he doesn't have snow in North Carolina where he lives, because he's seeing everywhere else in the country seemingly have nothing but snow on the ground. You wanted a little bit of snow. We said tweet Jeff Schwartz at Jeff Schwartz if you want to see send him some snow and kind of, you know, bust his balls a little bit that he can't partake in the fun. So there's that. So we are helping you out, man.
People are up and listening and here we go. Look, someone sent me from Utah right here. Look, this is the perfect amount of snow. Just it's a little bit of snow, kids can have fun of it. It's very wet snow, looks like, too. Just missed a little bit of snow. It's all I need in my life. A little bit of snow.
Jonas Knox, Jeff Schwartz, in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick, the coverage here on Fox Sports Radio and from the Farmers Outkick Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Coming up here in 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio, yes, we will find out whether or not Jeff Schwartz is going to defend offensive linemen who were thrown under the bus by a star quarterback. So we will get the answer to that coming up 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. But then this story pops up, Jeff Schwartz. And first of all, sad state of affairs that this is really the big story to pop up in college basketball. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to pay attention to this because football's over. And now we turn our attention to basketball and some of the other sports as we come out of our football fog and our football haze. But Duke freshman Jalen Johnson has decided to opt out of the rest of the season, and he is going to declare for the NBA draft. He's a lottery projected kid that people feel like is going to go maybe a top five, top six in the draft. Yep. So he makes a decision to opt out. And it did not sit well with a lot of people.
Shocking.
Who view this as a guy who is quitting on his team to try and go pursue and get ready for the draft and try and do what he's been trying to work for his entire life, which is become an NBA player. But the view on this is he's quitting on his team before the season is over. And so now people are bothered by the decision.
Of course they're bothered by the decision because they still view college sports as this fantasy of pureness, and the players are just going to play for their favorite college and it's just pageantry and love of the sport. Guys, it's a business. It's a business, right? It's a business. He's a one and done player. The more we view college sports as a business, the better we will understand these players' decisions. He went to Duke because he thought, obviously, he could probably win a championship, but also just because Duke prepares him the best for the NBA. And it was a situation where he was just going for this year. And again, if there was no requirement that you play 1 year or really take 1 year, you know, between the end of your high school career and going to the NBA, these kids would just go to the NBA right now. Or that, you know, and we're seeing players now go and play overseas because they don't want to deal with this exact thing. I'm not getting paid to play basketball. I'm going to leave, and then everyone blasts me for it. So the sooner we realize, Jonas, that this is a business now, it's no longer the pure college sports that we grew up with. And name, image, and likeness is going to happen fairly soon, and that will obviously change the landscape of all of this.
Yeah.
Is that the better, or maybe the better we can enjoy the sport. Like, I don't view this as anything more than, hey, man, Duke gave me what I needed. Duke got for me what they wanted, and they're not going to win a championship this year. They might not even make the tournament. And all right, business transaction done. I'm getting ready for the NBA.
This is how I look at this situation. Obviously, everybody's situation is different. And to me, each his own. If this guy feels like this is going to better prepare him for the draft, that's fine. Me personally, I wouldn't have done it. If I'm there, I want to finish the season. And the reason why this is looked at negatively by a lot of people is the fact that this comes after he was benched. He was in the starting lineup, and then he was benched, and he was coming off the bench over the past couple of games, and he wasn't all that happy about it, and was let it be known that he was not happy about it, and now he has decided to opt out. And it gives the appearance that, because similar to Carson Wentz when we opened up the show talking about competing and whatnot, that this guy, when things got hard and he was no longer a starter, just decided to pack up his bags and walk. Me personally, I wouldn't do it. At the same time, you're 100% correct. This is a business. And if this guy feels like this is what's going to get him ready at the next level, then he's got to do what's best for him. I just personally, I couldn't do it, man.
I wouldn't do it either, right? But I understand what college sports is about, right? Like, I'm not going to pretend that it's this wholesome entity where everyone's in it for the love of the game and for school pride.
You mean it's not?
Would I do this? No, I talked about it earlier, right? I had to fight for everything that I had playing football. And look, this might backfire on him. NBA teams might be like, you know what?
100%.
I don't want to draft this guy in the lottery. Like, it might backfire. And that's his decision to make. And look, if I was an NBA team and I was evaluating the situation, I called Coach K and I talked to everyone around him. And maybe this guy, his character is not good. Maybe it drops him out of the lottery. And if he just stayed three more weeks, he would have been a lottery pick. But that's his own decision to make, right? If we're going to, he's an adult and he decided to leave, like, that's what it is. And yeah, you could call him a quitter, whatever you want. I don't view it quite like that, but in the context of the way you put it, sounds very much like he's quitting on his team. But again, that's his own decision to make, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, agreed. And that's where I stand on this stuff, because it's not just a cut and dry situation. Everybody's situation is different. Look, Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey didn't play in a bowl game, and there was a lot of people that bothered them. Like, well, hold on a second. They're just going to let their teammates play? And when you actually do a deeper dive into the situation, they talked with their teammates about it.
Yes.
You knew that it was difficult for those guys. Man, you think Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey didn't want to be out there and play in those games? Of course they did. They wanted to play in those games. They wanted to be there with their teammates. But their teammates also realized, hey, man, those are the one percenters. Those are the guys that are going to be top 10, top 15 picks in the draft, wherever they land. We understand, and I would understand as a teammate when they would come to me. So each situation is different, but this one, for whatever reason, is bothering a lot of people, and they look at it as, okay, Duke's not that great. They're a 500 team. They've been up and down all season long. This guy appears to be walking away from it. And to your point, how is this going to be viewed from a scout's perspective, from somebody in the NBA? Because I don't think anybody held Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey's decision against them when they made it.
No, and look, the bowl game is interesting because I can view it a couple of ways. One is that, and this is what I've said, is like let's say your scholarship is a contract, right? And the contract really only is for the regular season, right? A bowl game is an exhibition game.
Yeah.
It's kind of not part of the contract because it's not guaranteed every year, correct? And you know, Christian McCaffrey has fulfilled his contract to play in the regular season games. He's playing the game, an exhibition game. I think it was a Sun Bowl he set out of. That's obviously, it's a Sun Bowl. I play the Sun Bowl. I like the Sun Bowl, but it's the Sun Bowl, okay? It's on the middle of, it's New Year's Eve at like 2 p.m. Eastern, okay? It's not the highlight of the bowl season. And so he sat that game out. But the way I look at it is this. Now it gives someone else opportunity to play, right?
Yeah.
And in football, that backup running back hasn't played all season. Now he gets a chance in a bowl game to showcase himself to get ready for next year, right? In Leonard Fournette's situation, whoever was the backup at LSU gets the opportunity to go play in a game that he might have not played in. So it does not bother me because, again, they fulfill. If a guy opts out in the middle of the season, almost like a Nick Bosa did, now he was hurt. Could he have come back? Sure. But, again, like that's a little different than missing a bowl game. And, again, me and you, man, We're not doing that. I couldn't do that. I could not afford to just sit out the last six games of the year. But guys that can, again, like, more power to them, I feel like. And maybe I thought, hey, it'd be nice if I was in that situation where I could sit out. But I never was. So I can never understand the mindset of that. But if we treat college sports like it really is going to be treated with name image, for those who don't know, name, image, and likeness is a bill that's been passed in certain states. It's supposed to become federally passed, or a bill supposed to happen where players, up until now, have not been able to market their own name. So me as Jeff Schwartz, as a college athlete, I could not go and speak at my high school football club for $1,000, which is so silly because every other walk of life, you can do that. But in the NCAA, that's a violation. Well, they're going to make it so that that's not a violation anymore. It's that simple. And, you know, and all these guys with 300,000 Instagram followers, you know what? They get to make money to, you know, to promote their social media feed. Like, it's the simplest thing ever. And it's something that you would think that would already be allowed. And so name, image, and likeness will change how we view college sports, because it's going to now become an actual business. Are they going to be on salary? No. Players not getting a salary. And is this going to affect 97% of college athletes? Absolutely not. But it's going to it'll give especially Olympic athletes, which I think people are forgetting here. You know, a lot of Olympic athletes have to leave college because they can't take endorsements while they're Olympians. And this is going to a lot of college athletes that might want to stay in college, swimmers especially, you know, they're able to stay in college now because they're able to take endorsements for being Olympians. And high level college basketball prospects and football like Trevor Lawrence, they make some money now, and it's going to change, I think, the way we view college sports.
He's Jeff Schwartz. I'm Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. All right, coming up next, we are going to find out. We are going to get to the bottom of this, whether or not Jeff Schwartz is going to stick up for offensive linemen who were thrown under the bus by a star quarterback, or will he stab them in the back? Find out next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Coming up in, we'll call it a little over 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, the futures of the Super Bowl participants. We will get into that because something very interesting could be happening with one of those teams that we watch play the final game of the NFL season. So we'll have that for you here coming up a little over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, people are sending in snow pictures to Jeff Schwartz on Twitter.
It doesn't look as fun as I thought it would.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Let me just say this. For the people out there that are sending in the snow pictures, because we were talking about Jeff Schwartz would like a little bit of snow. He sees everybody else getting snow. He wants some. He's got a little bit of FOMO when it comes to the snow. I'll just say this. Pull over to the side of the road if you're going to do it. All right, don't do it while you're driving, because now I'm getting anxiety looking at all these pictures of people through their windshield as they drive in snow. Yeah. I've driven in snow once, and it was not fun. So just, be smart about it.
It's not – I mean, if you know what you're doing, it's not that bad. But when the roads are not treated, it looks it looks rough. But, yeah, the middle of driving – frozen roads. Yeah, I mean, look, again, most of the snow is not fun, but if I just had it, like, to go play outside, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I want. I know. I'm being picky in life.
You could move to Miami. There's a different kind of snow on the ground there. Just saying. I mean, there are options. You know, there are definitely options out there. By the way, so here's a little known fact. I'm a giant weather nerd, so I watch the Weather Channel all the time. I've been watching the Weather Channel a bunch lately. Why? I have no idea.
You should follow. There's a good meteorologist in Charlotte. He's got like a ton of followers on Twitter. Brad Panovich. He's like breaks down everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome.
And the reason I bring that up, somebody just sent out a tweet. This is from in the Fort Worth area. The Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and Waco, the temperatures have dropped down to -1. And Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel said it's only the fifth time below zero in the Dallas-Fort Worth area history. So this
That's
is
incredible.
Like historic cold that's happening all over the place.
Yeah, I got into weather when I was in Nashville training for the combine. And, you know, I'm from Los Angeles. I went to school in Oregon. And we had a bunch of tornado warnings, like, when I was there in Nashville. This was, like,
in
February. And so I liked, so in the middle of the night, the siren goes off, and I just turn on the television, and I start watching the tornado coverage, and I start, like, just kind of was, like, fascinated by it. So I went and started researching a bunch of stuff, like, to see what a tornado, you know, like, on the, what it looks like on a radar, blah, blah, blah. And that's not exactly the siren, but it's a different type of siren. But close enough. So, like, yeah. So all, and, you know, we get in Charlotte, we get a good amount of thunderstorms, and we get some tornado warnings every now and then. That's not the siren that you would.
Policia, policia.
Yeah, yeah. Not quite the siren you would get. But yeah, I'm with you on the weather, man. Like, it's,
I think
for people that don't
man.
Live in areas with bad weather. We get fascinated by it. I mean, we, yeah. You know, we had, you know, there was an unfortunate tornado last night in Wilmington in North Carolina, which is, you know, many hours from where I am. But yeah, I'm just fascinated by it.
Well, I mean, you know what else fascinates me? What fascinates me is how I'm starting to get the impression that you're going to defend Russell Wilson, who threw his offensive lineman under the bus. I mean, now, as a former offensive lineman, I'm not sitting here saying that you're spitting in anybody's face, but you're kind of spitting in the face of offensive linemen anywhere if you defend Russell Wilson.
No, he takes too many sacks. Like, he's got to realize that that's part of his problem as well. But I understand his frustration of not wanting, you know, kind of wanting more, right? He sees other franchises maybe going out of their way to help him, help a quarterback, I should say, and he's not getting that help. Now, should he have thrown his offense under the bus? No, because they have to protect him. I'm not sure they're going to care very much, but Russell Wilson does take a lot of sacks himself, and like that's part of the problem is that he is part of the issue, and I think he's unaware that he doesn't do a good job in the pocket, and his style of play leads to more hits, more sacks, more pressure. So maybe he should be upset the coaching staff for putting in an offense that gets him hit so often.
And so now if you had to, the verdict is in, if you're going to put more blame on the offensive lineman or Russell Wilson for his issues, who would you put the blame on? All right, you gotta
put it on the offensive scheme.
Okay.
Put
it
on Pete Carroll.
Good. Yeah, okay. That's always, yeah, when all else fails, just throw Pete Carroll under the bus.
Yes.
All right, Jeff Schwartz, Jonas Knox, back for more next year on Fox Sports Radio.